This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
As promised, caller 10 at 800-636-1067. You're winning tickets to see Wiz Khalifa and Sean Paul. We got a pair for you. Good Vibes Only is the tour. Special guest, DaBaby, Friday, July 25th, Jiffy Lube Live. Tickets are on sale now. For tickets and more event information, go to thefandc.com. We've been talking a lot about training camp today. Our camp coverage is brought to you on The Fan by Paul Henry's Window Installation, paulhenryswindows.com, your clear home improvement choice. But we've got to get the latest on the other of the major Commander stories of the week. And that is the quest for a stadium in D.C., RFK 2.0. And we're pleased right now to go to the Rood guest hotline. Rood, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. And welcome onto the show the at-large council member, Kenyon McDuffie, who was kind enough to join us about 5 weeks ago when all of this began. And he is kind enough to hop back on with us now. Council member, thanks for a few minutes. How are you?
I am doing fantastic. It's always a pleasure to be on with you guys.
Well, it's a pleasure to have
appreciate
you.
It.
So there was a report today from NBC4 that a deal with some changed terms has been struck and that a vote could be imminent. What can you tell us about that?
I've heard those reports, and I'm not sure if that person was in the building today, but I was in the building hot at work. And what I can say is that we are in the fourth quarter. We are in the red zone, and we are close to scoring a touchdown.
So put a timetable on that for us, if possible, sir.
Yeah, you bet. So I'll say this. We got a deal handed to us from the mayor that had some outline and parameters to it. We have made that deal better, and I think a vote is going to be imminent.
Wow. So we had Chairman Mendelson on yesterday, and basically the question was, could you guys have a vote before early September? He wasn't willing to say as much. The report today suggested it could come soon after the hearings, which are on the 28th and the 29th. Does that sound right, that maybe in early August or within the next few weeks?
I can't put a date on it. I'll say this. The negotiations have gone really well. I think everybody on the council has understood the sense of urgency since we got the term sheet from the mayor. The conversations that I've been a part of continuously over the last several weeks have resulted in lots of progress with a deal that whenever we cross the goal line will be much better than it was when we got it. But I will say that putting a timeline on it is difficult, but the conversations have been, I think, always going in the right direction towards progress. And if you're a fan of the Washington Commanders, you'll be happy to know that the council is hard at work making sure that this deal got better for taxpayers in D.C.
In what ways, if you can, you know, obviously you can't share every bit of nuance, but what ways did it need to improve and what ways has it improved in your view?
Well, I mean, I think if you look at what we received, we got a term sheet with some really broad parameters. It kind of locked in the city in a number of ways financially. And what we've worked on is how you enhance the deal in terms of quality jobs for D.C. residents, in terms of clear, more opportunities for D.C.-based small businesses, and frankly, making sure that we generate more revenue for D.C. taxpayers. We're making a significant investment, a historic investment, as are the commanders in terms of the private investment. But what we wanted to do was work to make sure that we're improving those terms that increases the tax revenue to the city, and make sure that there are, I think, some better timelines in terms of when things are delivered.
So, and appreciate the insight here from Kenny McDuffie, who's on the city council joining us. When I saw the report today that suggested that a deal had been struck with changed terms and that a vote could be coming within days of the hearings, that was my indicator that this thing is happening, that this is done. It doesn't sound like you're willing to go that far, though. There's still work to be done.
I'm not willing to say the touchdown's been scored, but when you've got Jaden Daniels as quarterback and you're in the red zone in the fourth quarter, look, where are you putting your money? I don't know.
Who's the Jaden Daniels?
Yeah, I was going to say, who's Jaden Daniels in your office?
I'll let you all guess. I may be one of the few who actually played football in high school and in boys club growing up, so I don't know.
As a point of order, and I'm not trying to stir anything up. I just don't know how this works. So it says Chairman Mendelson is close to announcing a deal, you know, that was struck. Is that just because he's the chairman that he would announce it, or does he strike the deal, or do you all strike the deal? Like, how does that work?
So it's a 13-member body, and he is the chairman, and he has been actively engaged with the team in terms of the negotiations. I've been a part of those negotiations. We've talked extensively with every member of the council, gotten feedback in terms of what they'd like to see, and it's been a part of the ongoing conversation. Always understanding that time is of the essence, but always prioritizing a deal that is the best deal for D.C. taxpayers and for D.C.-based small businesses and for jobs for D.C. residents. And so the conversation has really been fulsome, and contributions have been made across the council in terms of our members. But the chairman has been negotiating. I've been in the meeting negotiating with the team as well. And I feel good about how things have been going.
Councilmember Kenny McDuffie with us here on Grant and Danny. So what has been the most challenging part of all this? Is it that time crunch, the pressure, or is it something else?
Yeah, well, we got a little thing in the form of a $21 billion budget that we're also we're dealing with right now. Our budget process is happening way late because of some, you know, outside forces beyond local elected officials' control. But this council has handled it, but we've had to do both things. We've had to walk and chew gum. We've had to deal with the commanders and negotiating around the stadium. At the same time, making sure that we are passing a budget that prioritizes the least among us and making sure that we shore up our social safety net programs at a time where we're seeing not as much revenue come into the city. And so it's been a really tough ordeal, not to bog down your listeners in the weeds of how we do a budget, but we've had to do both. And so we think we've done a great job. Our responsibility ultimately is to the residents of the District of Columbia, and not to rush this process, but to recognize that it is important to get this done. We want to see the stadium open. We know that 2030 is extraordinarily important. And for me, if you're a fan and look forward to cheering, September 7th is also extremely important as well.
Yeah, no kidding. And it's coming quickly. Week one against the New York Giants. Kenya McDuffie is with us, D.C. City Council. So you mentioned outside forces. There is an elephant in the room. Right? Or as it turns out, you know, a president in the room, I suppose. Donald Trump tweeted over the weekend that he would intervene and basically end any chance of having this stadium built in D.C. If the team didn't change their name back to Redskins. I didn't know if that was legitimate, but we've had, you know, experts on this that say via executive action he could cancel the lease. They said based on the National Capital Planning Commission, where they cast a critical vote on construction projects, including RFK, he appoints those people, or even the Commission of Fine Arts, where they have to review the designs of all the D.C. construction, that he actually does have the power, if he chooses to be a real fly in the ointment here. A, what was your reaction to his tweets? And B, is that a reality that he could still, even if you guys strike a deal and vote on it, put the kibosh to it.
Yeah. You know, I definitely don't want to get into any lessons on the Constitution on this show. I don't want to just really turn your voters off. I'll say this. Congress ultimately has the power to deal with the district's affairs. And any time that I spend thinking about a name change, a tweet from the president, or it's time that I can't spend getting this deal done. It's time that I can't spend making sure that we pass a responsible budget that makes us great stewards of district taxpayers. And so my focus is squarely on delivering a deal that works for residents of the District of Columbia. And I've been laser focused on this for the last several months and passing a budget and getting a deal done that brings the Commanders back to Washington, D.C., which is their rightful home, back to their winning ways. And so that's what I'm focused on right now.
But just to clarify, because it's important for people like me, who, when we hear soon, it sounds like, that a deal is struck, whether or not we should really celebrate or if something could happen, does he have the power, if he wants to stop it, to stop it? Or it sounds like you're saying he doesn't, Congress does.
What I hear is that he wants a team to win in the nation's capital. He wants a stadium to be in Washington, D.C. And to that extent, we agree, right? I want it to happen soon. I want it to be huge. And I can't wait until we score this touchdown. Like I said, we're in the red zone. We're on the goal line at this point. And I'm only talking to folks who care about the ultimate goal of delivering this deal for the residents of Washington, D.C. The majority of people who live here, whether or not they're fans of the Commanders, want to see this deal get done. And I'm working with them to get this deal done.
How much convincing was needed for some of the folks that maybe were on the fence or were initial no's or otherwise? Or has it just been a group that's unanimous and, or all but unanimous kind of from Jump Street? I'd love for you to walk us through that.
I mean, it's been some back and forth, to be honest with you. It's been analysis, you know, waiting for the analysis from the consultant to understand what's happened in other jurisdictions, you know, what kinds of incentives have been offered in other cities, how much private investment has been made on stadiums of this type over the last several years. We needed that information, right? You can't move forward on a deal this complex, this big, without being armed with information. And that's extraordinarily important. Hearing from constituents, the emails, the calls, the community meetings that I've held with colleagues like Ward 7 Councilmember Wendell Felder, meetings that we've had publicly with the mayor, with Deputy Mayor Nina Albert. We wanted to hear from people, and overwhelmingly, people have said, get this deal done, but do it in a way that's smart, that's responsible, that prioritizes these finite district resources so that we get a tremendous return on our investment. And that's ultimately what we're working towards. And just stay tuned. And much as I listen to you all at 106.7 The Fan, and which I do all the time, you all should stay tuned to Channel 13 and see what the D.C. Council is doing in terms of the stadium. We should have some good news to report.
Yeah, well, we're excited.
Appreciate you, sir. Thank you.
We are very much going to be. Stay tuned. There's no doubt about that. Kenyon McDuffie, who has been pro this stadium from day one, one of the real advocates on the D.C. City Council. I think when we last spoke to you, there was still only four yeses. Do you feel like there's more than that now?
I think it's going to be really difficult to not be supportive of this sort of deal that has tremendous returns to district residents. It's going to be almost impossible for you to say no to a deal that is this big, that delivers on affordable housing, that delivers on a youth sports complex, that delivers on really, I think, acres of opportunity with respect to the stadium and all that's going to surround it, right? We're talking about just really transforming an area of the city that has been dormant since the team left the city 30 years ago. And so I'm excited about that. I think my colleagues are excited about that. I think we're more excited today than we were some months ago when we got the deal because of how we've made some improvements and what we're working towards. And so this negotiation is ongoing. We can't put a date on the vote. I'm not going to get out ahead of my colleagues, but I'm excited about this season starting on September 7th.
How would you talk to fans that may have concerns about Metro, about parking situations? I would love for you to just, you know, speak to what you can tell us on that front.
Yeah, no, if you've got concerns about transportation, you should know that we're prioritizing it. We're prioritizing multimodal transportation to and from the stadium, right? If you want to drive, you're going to be able to drive. If you want to catch the metro, you're going to be able to catch the metro. If you want to ride a bike, if you want to walk, you're going to be able to get to these games. And all the events outside of the games, you're going to be able to access this stadium in the way that you want to with minimal impact on the existing communities, right? So we're prioritizing access to the stadium and all the wonderful retail and hospitality and the housing that's going to surround it in a multitude of different ways.
One of the things I heard a while back in talking to some folks on the team side of it was, in terms of the fields and the usage, one of the sticking points was they're going to be there when it's all said and done, but during the construction, there could be some issues. Was that worked out? I know they even said that they would provide transportation or find other places for any of those events that are taking place on those fields in the short time, and it's not that short, I guess, but during the construction in the short term. What did you guys, what have you figured out on that front? I know that was a main issue for a lot of folks.
It is a main issue. We prioritize that. We heard repeatedly from residents that they wanted to be able to preserve the fields at RFK to make sure that they were accessible. I was in meetings with the mayor, with Councilmember Felder, with the deputy mayor. It's come up in conversations that I've had with colleagues repeatedly. The chairman has prioritized as well. It's been my daughter plays soccer over there at that field,
wow.
Right? And so you know, we get how important it is to have access. We know that there are a number of things that are happening over at the field today, and we want to minimize the disruption in that way. And so that is a priority. But guess what? The team understands that, right? They understand what DC has talked about has been a priority, and that's been one of the things that's been top of the list. So yeah, that is something that to me should not ever have been a deal breaker. It was never going to be over the course of these negotiations. Frankly, I think it's low hanging fruit if you think about it. Access to those fields is extraordinarily important. And really listening to residents who live in and around who are going to be impacted by the construction is something that's important to all of my colleagues at the council.
Will the team's business offices move to Washington, D.C. as well?
That was in the underlying term sheet that the mayor submitted to the council. And again, I'm not going to get out ahead of what we ultimately vote on, but you should know that not a single member of the Council of the District of Columbia thought that their team offices should not be in Washington, D.C. So I think the mayor got it right in that part of the deal, and every member of the council agrees that that should be the case.
Kenyon McDuffie, D.C. City Council, giving us a few minutes here on what could be huge news looming as the City Council tries to get a deal in place to bring the Commanders home to D.C. I was an at-large member of the City Council before that, Ward 5, from 2012 to 23. I'm sure you've done so many things over the course of that time that have meant so much to you, but in terms of overall impact to the city, if you guys can get the ball across the goal line here, to use your vernacular, where would that rank among the accomplishments of the City Council during your now 13 years in the mix?
This is our legislative moonshot. This is the opportunity for Washington, D.C. to get a historic investment from the private sector that is going to generate tremendous revenues for our bottom line. It is going to bring the team back, and everybody can celebrate that who cares about football and who love to cheer for the Commanders. But beyond that, we're going to get the sorely needed housing that we need. We're going to get the jobs that residents at different levels, from entry-level jobs at the stadium to, you know, engineers, to lawyers, to the construction workers, hard hat and otherwise. This deal is going to support our local economy in a way that no deal has ever done. And I think everybody should recognize how big that is. This is our moonshot legislatively, and we've got to get this deal done.
All right, so we're going to lock in. Sounds like we got to pay close attention here in the near future. Like, if I was really busy, let's say I just had a baby, so I need to, like, really be careful with my time. Is tomorrow a day that maybe I should set aside some free time to monitor some things, or would you say maybe a couple days? Like, when's a good time to set my calendar to be on the lookout?
I would say every minute that you're not tracking what's happening with the contract with Terry McLaurin,
yeah,
I think you should be spending watching the Council of the District of Columbia.
I like it. I like that a lot. Sir, thank you for the time. We
appreciate it
as always.
All
excellent.
Right. Thanks, guys. Take care.
You got it. Kenny McDuffie, always outstanding on the show. D.C. City Council. That sounds very promising.
It does. And I'm not a journalist. I'm not a reporter. I don't pretend to be one. I'm not a newsbreaker. I don't do that. I've heard from a few different people that are peripherally, if I can even say that word correctly, related to this thing on multiple different sides of like ancillary pieces where it's really, really good news if you're a stadium person within the next 24 to 48 hours.
It seems like
the train has left the station and they're announcing a train's arriving pretty soon to the new destination.
The Seagraves report today to me is the bombshell. Like mm-hmm. that's the one.
Yeah.
I don't know how you read that without taking it to mean a deal is in place. That the whole thing we've talked about for months is, are they going to get a deal? You have to have a deal, and then you can have a vote. And it seems like they've reworked some of the terms, and they've agreed on those terms, and they're ready to have a vote, potentially. There was one answer in there I want to play when we come back, though, where it sounded to me like he's saying, I don't want to get ahead of my colleagues, essentially. Like, I'm not going to be the one to say this. Yeah, it's not my
I'm
job.
I'm not allowed to break the news here on your show.
Exactly. We're not doing that right now, and it's not my job to do it. But, just make sure you're locked in. Just make sure you're keeping tabs in the near future, because something's coming. You know, that is how I took that conversation, and it does feel like we're very close. And if so, McDuffie is owed a huge debt of gratitude from those of us that wanted this stadium, because he has been one of the four from the beginning that has said yes. He was at the press conference. He wrote an op-ed in the paper. As a matter of fact, he was on it before it was cool.
Yeah,
this was a year or two ago that I remember him saying, "Bring this team back to DC."
I forgot about that. You're right. Yeah, he did that.
He was on our show shortly after doing that. That was the first time we'd had him on. What's your reaction to what you just heard? It sounds like we could have some very news, good news, stadium news coming very soon. 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067 if you want to join us on GND on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast!
Oh my God!
Whole scheme. Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam.
Ohtani, inevitable.
Walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Yeah. Baseball is something else.
Yes.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
There's another layer to this video I can't stop watching of this photographer falling off of the stage into the water. He's wearing a Browns jersey as he takes a picture. It's a Dude Wipes sponsored rollout of the new helmet. There's like a mascot for Dude Wipes right next to the Dog Pound mascot. I don't know what his name is. What's the Cleveland Browns mascot's name?
Oh, I actually know this. No, I mean, I swear, I heard it randomly. It's stupid, obviously, because they're all dumb. But what was it? What was that name?
Not Brownie the Elf. The dog. Well, it doesn't matter. So the dog and Dude Wipes are standing side by side in front of the helmet, in, like mascot form. So one of the layers on this that's so great is that when this guy falls in the water right off of this little island that they've put together for
Chomps?
I have no idea.
Chomps, that, maybe? Okay.
So he falls in the water, and the mascot is in full-on, like, wacky bit mode, like as if it was all planned. And so he does this big over-the-top thing where, like, grabs his head and hops against the helmet, like, I'm getting away from the ledge. But he's still full-on in, someone's watching me, I've got to be a mascot mode.
Right, right.
So it just adds another layer when you watch this video for the 800th time. Go look at my Twitter, at Grant H. Paulson. It's just so funny. And I do feel bad for this guy. Because, my God, is he going to be everywhere.
Yeah, so, you're going to see it again.
You're going to see it on The Tonight Show, if it still exists tonight. I don't know which The Late Show is the one that's going by the wayside. But you will see this everywhere. Anytime anybody shows clips from the internet on a show, this will be one of the clips that they show. It's just that good. Who is... There's like an old lady, I think, who looks 105 years old.
Okay.
In a jersey, who's like also like putting her hand in the air, like, yay, yay, yay. Thank God she was not the one that fell in the water.
I know. Then it's a little bit less funny.
Now, in fairness, they have her. I mean, she couldn't be more in the middle of this little floating dock. She's basically in the face mask of the helmet. She's nowhere near the ledge.
Yeah, she's as landlocked as you can be on that floating barge.
I mean, I think someone would have to jump in and help her out. She's got a big jersey that might as well be a like a tarp that would have weighed her down. Yeah. I mean, that,
like, well, that guy's poor equipment is pwned, too. I mean, he
you
is
think
pummeled.
The camera goes bad?
I feel like it does. Doesn't it?
That's an EB question.
He's like, actually, my new Canon Icon IOS 4.4 doesn't. I'm like, oh.
I feel like some of these, you could take pictures underwater, but I don't know. You're
I think
probably
you need an
right.
underwater camera.
But how do we know that one's not an underwater?
I don't know. You probably didn't bring that one. You didn't think you were using that one today.
Do you take a $10,000 camera that gets ruined if it gets wet onto a portable floating island?
One should not.
To do a photo shoot.
Yeah, that would be a risk.
That would be my next question. All right, council member, Trenyon McDuffie. Kenyon McDuffie, Kenyon. Rather. I'm thinking of Trayon.
You're thinking of Trayon.
Who's back. He's back, by the
it's
way.
It's like he never left.
He's going to be back.
He left briefly. There was a brief time where he wasn't. You can look up why.
But he's back.
He's very much back.
Which is funny.
Mm.
Any hoodles. Mr. McDuffie, council member. Very, very different. Was on the show with us and said this answer, which makes me think we're going to find out sometime very soon, maybe tomorrow, that a deal's in place and a vote's coming.
Overwhelmingly, people have said, get this deal done, but do it in a way that's smart, that's responsible, that prioritizes these finite district resources so that we get a tremendous return on our investment. And that's ultimately what we're working towards, and just stay tuned. And much as I listen to you all at 106.7 The Fan, and which I do all the time, you all should stay tuned to Channel 13 and see what the D.C. Council is doing with in terms of the stadium. We should have some good news to report.
What else? Well, then.
What else you need to know?
Mm.
We should have some good news to report. What is Channel 13? What is that about? You were a D.C. resident.
I was always watching Channel 13.
Because, like, when I grew up, Channel 8 on local, like, in King George, Virginia, would just constantly be school board meetings and, like,
I think it's that, yeah.
The Board of Supervisors. It's like Rosemarie Ball. That's Crystal Ball's mom, by the way.
Okay.
Crystal Ball was my swim coach.
Did she coach you in swimming, Crystal
Ball? She did. Political correspondent. Crystal Ball is her name. She was my swim coach. Her mom was Rosemarie Ball. She was on the school board. So was Dennis Paulson for a short time, by the way. But if you went to Channel 8 at any time of the day, you could just see last week's meetings. Is that what he's referencing, like Channel 13?
Yeah, like on my cable package.
Closed captioning.
Yeah, like, Channel 17 is like George Mason Television. I don't know what they're doing over there. Exactly. I don't know what. There's no Patriots games in action.
I've seen that. It is wild.
It's so nuts.
I think it's like Fairfax County Public Schools, like hearings on what we're doing with the book,
yeah,
you know, whatever it is.
Like, if you occasionally put on, like, a basketball game or something, or like, even the baseball team was fun this year, won the A-10.
I think you're overdoing the George Mason University part of it.
Well,
I don't think it's as much to do with the university.
That's what I'm saying. I would watch it more if they offered something that was appealing to me. I think that's what Channel 13 is in D.C., but I don't know. I didn't tune in a ton.
Play that clip again for me, because it's the second half of it, really, is what I want to isolate here. Tune in to the city council when he says we should have some good news to report on a day where we found out, according to some sources, that they've got a deal in place, that a vote could be coming. What else do you need to know?
And that's ultimately what we're working towards. And just stay tuned. And much as I listen to you all at 106.7 The Fan, and which I do all the time, you all should stay tuned to Channel 13 and see what the D.C. Council is doing with in terms of the stadium. We should have some good news to report.
Danny, is it happening?
Yeah. Yeah.
No, not this part. Like, right. the is it in Sharpie? The stadium is happening. Because it was just this weekend, it was just Monday's show,
uh-huh,
where we spent an exorbitant amount of time talking about how Trump had said he will not let it happen and he has the power to not let it happen. He's got other things going on right now that he's got to deal with.
Yes.
He might be busy.
Mm-hmm.
But is this going to happen?
Yeah. But I'm not, again, let's not spike that football just yet.
That's what I'm asking.
Don't spike it.
So what do we do then? We just go into the end zone and then run right to the sideline?
Well, yeah, you should anyway. You should act like you've been there. You should give the ball to the ref and then celebrate with the teammates. You should never do a choreographed dance. But in general, when shovel meets ground, or when there's no takebacks, when, like, it's when Washington was bad, talking about the football team, when they're bad, you know what would happen. A big play occurred. A touchdown would occur. And your friends immediately would celebrate, but you knew better than to jump up and down just yet. You would go, let's make sure there are no flags. I need a good four count before that little yellow bar pops up right by the score bug that lets you know, no, your joy is about to be sapped. And then it cuts to the referee midfield, holding Washington, illegal procedure, illegal formation on Ryan Grant probably. You would know better.
I just don't
want to. I'm saying let's know better.
I'm tired of having the football pulled out every time I go to swing.
Yep.
And I don't want tomorrow, the mayor's on with the junkies, and she says we got a deal, and everyone's high-fiving, and we have a big party. And then the next day, Trump goes, wrong. How would he do it?
Wrong.
Right. And now something else. And it's like, really?
Yeah. That's my point. No celebrating. That's my mantra. No celebrating. Now,
the most important development in recent team history?
Correct.
The thing I've been waiting for since I was 4?
Correct. Don't celebrate
yet.
Just don't celebrate yet.
So don't be happy.
Not yet.
Okay.
This is, but again, here's my caveat the other way. This was the best thing that could have happened for you today. They couldn't do everything today. The same way when Washington plays a football game, they can't win 7 games in 1. They can't beat the Giants and then 15 other teams.
Yeah, but you're saying
you can only play one game.
After the win, I'm not allowed to cheer, basically.
I'm saying there's been a nice long run on first down. Imagine it's Brian Robinson who broke through the line of scrimmage remarkably for more than like 3.5 yards,
4 yards. 13 yards?
It's a 6.5 yard run.
Okay.
Let's make sure there are no flags before we start celebrating.
We're ahead of the sticks.
Yeah. Make sure there are no flags.
Anthony is in Bethesda on Grant and Danny. What's up, Anthony?
Holy smokes. Didn't realize I was going to be the first one. Hey, guys. I really hope. Well, first of all, this stadium deal being on the brink of success is just fantastic. That place has been dormant, like the council member said. That place has had, it's a ghost town.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh, can you imagine the beautiful architecture that can go on with that place? But I really hope that the locals get first crack at all the construction jobs, the infrastructure jobs, because they totally deserve it. If they want revenue coming in, build that place up like a palace, build that place up with pride. I think it would be fantastic, guys.
Appreciate you, dude. And that's the idea. That's one of the things that the D.C. Council, a number of members, if you go back to the Washington Post piece from, I can't remember now, a few weeks ago, about what everybody needed, that was one of the demands that every council member, even if they were gung-ho as it is, wanted to make sure we'd like these construction jobs, the building jobs, the permit jobs, the jobs from the team, as the council member suggested, to go to D.C. residents. We want this to be a big D.C. lift up by the bootstraps project that isn't just building a stadium, but it's building the community, building the fields, the everything from the parking structure less sexy to various town centers to everything that's going to go over there in this mixed-use development. They want it to be a very D.C. thing. And I think that's going to be, or at least in theory, be part of the process.
We can take your reactions to what Councilmember McDuffie had to say to us just a few minutes ago. You're going to hear from Jordan McGee, the linebacker who stands to play more often this season in his second year. Good conversation with him. I think you'll find him very likable. Caught up with him after training camp practice number one today. Coming up on Grant and Danny here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Grade, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Understand what's happened in other jurisdictions, you know, what kinds of incentives have been offered in other cities, how much private investment has been made on stadiums of this type over the last several years. We needed that information, right? You can't move forward on a deal this complex, this big, without being armed with information. And that's extraordinarily important. Hearing from constituents, the emails, the calls, the community meetings that I've held with colleagues like Ward 7 Councilmember Wendell Felder, meetings that we've had publicly with the mayor, with Deputy Mayor Nina Albert. We wanted to hear from people, and overwhelmingly, people have said, get this deal done.
It sounds like maybe they are. NBC4's Mark Seagraves reporting today. It's been corroborated by our guy Eric Flack of Channel 9 since that there is a deal being struck with new updated terms from the original deal the mayor had secured with D.C., which is going to get more support and could lead to a vote shortly after the hearings that are scheduled for later this month. 28th, 29th, I think those are. That's 6 days away, 5 and 6 days from now, those hearings, meaning we could be a week away from a vote. And we could get an announcement anytime. In fact, the mayor of D.C., Muriel Bowser, is going to be in studio with the junkies at 9 a.m. tomorrow. So I guess
it's pretty significant. It's not
possible she could just be coming in to do another segment about why the stadium is a good deal.
Yeah, her normal Thursday, July 4th check-in with the junks. Maybe that's it.
July 4th?
July 24th.
Okay. Yes. Yeah. She could be doing that.
Yeah, her normal July 24th check-in. Right. Maybe that's that.
Very possible. Mm. But I'll be listening at 9 a.m. to the Junkies tomorrow to get to the bottom of that.
Yes, indeed, sir.
Kenyon McDuffie certainly made it sound like something is imminent. Play that cut for us, Darius. This was him saying, stay tuned. Good news could be coming your way. Sounds like a bit of a teaser, if you ask me.
Overwhelmingly, people have said, get this deal done, but do it in a way that's smart, that's responsible, that prioritizes these finite district resources so that we get a tremendous return on our investment. And that's ultimately what we're working towards, and just stay tuned. And much as I listen to you all at 106.7 The Fan, and which I do all the time, you all should stay tuned to Channel 13 and see what the D.C. Council is doing in terms of the stadium. We should have some good news to report.
Let's go. Is he just flattering us, or do you think he listens?
I don't think he's an active, like, all-the-time listener, but I bet you he's heard 106.7 before.
I bet he has.
You know what I mean?
He sounds like a sports fan.
Yeah.
I think he probably listens some. But, like, does he know that Darius isn't actually afraid of peanuts anymore? Or that Ryan has been promoted to corporate?
Like, do you think he knows that Ryan hasn't seen Wedding Crashers?
I don't think he does.
I don't think he does.
Does he know that we call Toby Toki, and that occasionally we call him Toby Altizer? Alter ego to Toki Altizer? I don't think he does.
I don't think he knows that.
No.
I think he misses What Are You Eating? I think he's that level? Yeah,
I think he's that. You think he's that level?
What if he's like, you know, I thought Danny really pulled the rug out from under you guys when he lied about not eating for a week after he lost the challenge of 2017 in the snow totals at National Airport. Speaking of which, I've moved to make sure that the snow totals at National
Airport. As part of the council's business.
Right.
To get accurate totals.
He's like, Danny still owes you a sexy car wash and a Bilal Coulibaly jersey.
No, it's an Ish Smith jersey.
Sure. Matt in Stafford, what's up?
Yeah, Councilman McDuffie was talking about how Grant swerved everybody with Spencer Breslin and acted like they had a real beef. The kid from Santa Claus 2.
That's right. That's
Santa Claus 2.
And he knew all about that, too. But it's time to get hyped, and I think it's okay to let yourself get pumped up. And the true social post, I think that is just posturing, is all part of trying to get the thing done. And it's time, you know, it's done.
Now you think that was like a stroke of genius, like he did that to make the city council kind of get their act together and like he helped get it across the finish line?
I think the first time he mentioned it on the tarmac, that was the first attempt. Then he did the true social post, and it was just like art of the deal stuff. Hey, do you want to get it done, or do you want me to come in and trump it up? You know, what would you rather do? So
that's a leap. Yeah. I mean, I guess it's possible.
Again, who knows if people are playing three-dimensional chess? I mean, the House Oversight Committee Chair James Comer sent a letter, a sternly worded letter, a little bit before then. We're like, hey, man, we might have to do something if you guys don't do your thing.
I guess it's possible that it's organized chaos. I think he was just like eating some goldfish on Saturday afternoon and got bored and was like, what could I say about the Redskins? Let's go to Drew in Eastern Shore. Hey, Drew.
Hey, guys. So, one, I think this news is objectively good news. You know, I'm a big fan of getting the stadium back at RFK, and this is a positive step. But I like the analogy of a game. You know, I cheer when there's a good play. I cheer more when there's a first down. I cheer more when there's a score. And then I really cheer when we win the game. And, you know, I'll cheer like a win the game cheer the first day that I walk in that stadium. I got my season tickets and we're going to a game there. But I'll cheer along the way. And this is worth cheering for. So I don't think it's mutually exclusive. frankly, right now, yeah, I'd probably cheer a little more to get the Terry deal done.
But, I smell what you're cooking. I mean,
by the way, Toby just said that to me, Danny. I asked Toby, but Toby is like, he does not care where the stadium is. If you're his age, RFK means nothing to you.
They're just three letters.
Absolutely. So I said to him, I said, you can either get a Terry extension or a stadium deal tomorrow. Which one do you want? And he went Terry extension, which is insane to me. Like, Terry, respectfully, good player, might be here for another 3 or 4 years max. Stadium deal, that one lives forever. I'm not going to see them play in the next stadium, probably. It's only the one that they're about to build.
That's right.
That's where I'll see the rest of my time of this football team, and it's 30 years, and it's where I'm going to be taking my kids and where all of our memories are going to be, and you know, where I'm going to hopefully see this team clinch Super Bowl appearances and things like that. So I think it's like the easiest debate ever, stadium over a single player who's might be here for a couple more years to catch 77 balls for 1,119 yards. I think that's a crazy take, but there are people that feel that
There's
way.
There's a lot of people
like
that feel that way.
Sounds like that caller is one of them.
A lot of people feel that way. I mean, I also like his other point, though, where you can go, along the way, you could do a little fist pump. Like, you didn't win the Masters today. You made a putt in like, round two. Again, nothing else could have happened today. That's the best news possible. Does that make sense? Like, you can't, as I said, you can't win the Super Bowl in preseason, but you could have a nice play. You could have a good moment. And that's kind of what's happening here. This is the same way that, you know, when that Hail Mary midnight hour house vote happened that turned the land over to D.C., that was celebration worthy. That was unexpected. That was kind of the thing that got this whole ball rolling. You could say, that's awesome. But with the full acknowledgement, it ain't over yet. D.C. could still D.C. this thing, and you never know where that's coming from. That could be federal. It could be the president. It could be a member of the city council that decides to grandstand. You have no idea. My point is, this is good. You could say, hey, that's good. I wouldn't spike the ball yet.
Jordan McGee, linebacker going into year two. I caught up with him after practice today. We've got some day one training camp observations and the latest on Terry McLaurin's holdout, including today's update, as soon as we return on Grant and Danny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed and Odyssey Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.